Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
It is some kind of a Tuesday here on the Detroit sports scene. You heard the update right there. Blake Griffin going to be out possibly for, 2 weeks at least, probably going to be longer than that just because it's going to take some time. Reggie Jackson. Actually, you know what? I think people would be fine if Reggie Jackson just stayed on the sideline.
Well,
Luke Kennard. No, I'm kidding. Sekou Doumbouya not going to be playing. He's in concussion protocol.
He wouldn't be playing anyhow.
I agree with you. Markieff Morris dealing with something. Kerryon Johnson to the IR, although he could return the final couple of games. Josh Langford up in East Lansing. Yeah, it looks like he's going to be out till January. Franz Wagner yesterday. Breaks his wrist. Did we cover everything?
Holy smokes. Hold on. I wrote some notes down. There was something else.
And Quandre Diggs traded for nothing to the Seattle Seahawks. The biggest story of the day. Yeah.
That probably is the biggest one.
Because
the
really
other ones were, hate to say it, but injuries to injury-prone players.
Exactly.
This one, Quandre Diggs. I remember when they signed him up, last year for, 3 or 4 years? They talked, what a great leader he is, how respected he is, what a hard hitter he is. Boom, gone for a 5th-round pick. I don't get that one. I really don't get. And I have a theory, though. You know my theory? Tell me if you buy this with the Lions. The Lions are making me nervous again. This is why we should never,
take them seriously.
Give them too much credit too soon. Because, the Kerryon Johnson thing, see that coming. People wondered, but he's still a good back. But the Diggs thing, here's my theory on the Lions with BQ, Bobby Quinn, and MP, Matt Patricia. I think they're trying to play the Patriot game before they're equipped to play the Patriot game. In other words, we have a system set up. If people don't adhere to it, they're gone. They didn't like Golden Tate, but they're going to trade him anyhow. And go. Diggs, something happened with Diggs. You can't tell me it's just totally salary cap or setting up another move. They loved him, and then he's gone for virtually nothing at a time when one of their key players, Darius Slay, is on the secondary. And then Slay was on social media today saying he couldn't believe what they did. So you can't, they don't have the culture and the atmosphere, I don't think, to withstand some of those Patriot-like moves. We're going to go and get a veteran like, they got Kyle Van Noy, and he slid in perfectly and is great for them. And the Lions got Trey Flowers from them, and he has not slid in perfectly and has not been great. Do you understand what I'm saying? They're trying to make those Patriot moves, but they're not equipped for it yet. Am I overstating one little move?
No, I would understand that. And look, we'd certainly love to hear from Lions fans on this. What is your takeaway? What do you think the Lions are doing here? Your reaction to finding out that Quandre Diggs was traded away for a 5th-round pick. Oh, you also had to send a 7th-round pick to the Seattle Seahawks. The phone number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. I don't know. If something happened that we don't know about in the locker room between Quandre Diggs and, somebody else, maybe Bob Quinn, maybe a philosophy issue potentially with Matt Patricia, I guess that's something that maybe will come out later if he goes to Seattle and answers the question
He
might not ever get a real answer to that. I actually, and I know Dave Burkett of the Free Press has kind of refuted this, I really do think that the Lions know that they need to start playing some of the younger players. This is going to be about next year more so than it is the rest of this season. Is it too soon for me to kind of have that feeling?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit too soon, but Diggs is only 26. That's why,
But if you can get a guy in Will Harris, who you just drafted in the 3rd round out of Boston College, shout out Will Birchfield, and he can play nearly as good and as well as Quandre Diggs, don't you make that move and just go, you know what, can save some money. And, for all the people that look at it and go, well, you just signed Quandre Diggs to that extension. Why would you do this? Well, they really didn't have much of a choice when the extension came to be, right? You had to have a safety back there. You had to somehow make it seem like he was a priority, and then you go and draft, and you hope that whoever you draft, Will Harris, could potentially replace Quandre Diggs if he ends up performing.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, but has Will Harris actually shown that much this early?
Maybe not.
5 games in, maybe, or not 6 games
in? Maybe not on the field,
in?
But maybe in practice. Maybe in his want to.
Listen, you know? I'm not going to freak out about it. I always just try to figure out, rather than just take something at face value, like, what's at play here? Is there something? Like, yeah, people were thinking, does this lead to another move? Does it clear?
Do you buy that?
No.
I don't.
Does it clear that much cap space? A bit. I mean, Diggs signed a decent contract.
I think that they'll save $3.5 million or something, mm-hmm. you know, towards the cap next year. So, yeah, it does give you more flexibility, but the Lions already have a ton of cap flexibility. It's not like they're, you know, right at the threshold and they got to shed payroll. That's not how it is.
Yeah, and I understand that the Lions feel like they have a lot of depth at safety because you got Tavon Wilson and Will Harris and Tracy Walker, and they've done well. And Diggs was a pre-Bob Quinn draft pick, correct? That's something you always have to think about.
Actually, that's the last draft pick of Martin Mayhew to be on this roster. Now, that's it. The 2015 class, if I'm not mistaken, is totally gone.
Well, Stafford's still on the roster.
Well,
you mean of the most recent ones?
Yeah. The 2015 class specifically.
Now, I do see a lot of people on Ticket Text and on the social media saying he had definitely slipped this year. He'd missed a lot of tackles. Pro Football Focus ranked him, 61st in tackling efficiency among safeties. So I guess I get that. I mean, I'm looking for answers, and that what, some of the answers.
Yeah, no, I would agree with that. Again, the phone number is 248-539-9797. It also speaks to, you know, like with the Patriots, okay? And I know we're doing the Patriots, Lions, and Patriots way thing, but clearly Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia are trying to emulate it to a reasonable degree, right? What is it about playing for the Patriots that's different than playing for a lot of other teams in the NFL? It is totally about the team and the scheme. You know, it's not about you going out there and getting your flashy numbers and being in position to get interceptions mm-hmm. or be set up for a bunch of sacks. Or, you know, if you're like Odell Beckham Jr., probably not going to fit in a thing like that because what? He wants the football. He wants to get his. Are there guys on this team that don't, like, they want to go and make their money? They want to hit bonuses. They want to hit, you know, I don't know, if they get a certain amount of interceptions or a certain amount of sacks, that triggers more money in their contract.
Yeah, but we don't know if that's what Diggs is about, right?
Maybe not, and
see,
he had already gotten paid.
Well, that's what concerns me, guys that have already gotten paid, like Snacks and Trey Flowers and guys like that.
Who aren't performing.
Right, but this doesn't fit the mode of last year when Golden Tate, you could see where they wouldn't have liked his at the end of Glover Quinn. You could totally see why they moved on from Glover Quinn.
And it's not about you anymore.
Yeah, and Diggs does have. I'll relay one quick little anecdote, very quick. You'll love it. About he has an edge about him, which I think is fine in football players. But after the game Sunday when they lost to the Vikings, media was talking to Tracy Walker, and Diggs' locker was right next to it. And Walker had talked for like 4 or 5 minutes, and then they said, okay, one more question. And then somebody asked another question, and Diggs, who was in the locker right next to it, like, they said last question. God, come on. Like, I'm really annoyed. And I don't know if he felt he was sticking up for a young guy, Tracy Walker, or he's just irritated.
Who didn't know when to say when.
Yeah, or it's no big deal. I wouldn't even thought of twice about it, except then I hadn't seen that from him before. Like, he seemed to be, well, you can be upset after a loss, I get, but he seemed to be really on edge. But he played quite a bit against the Vikings. I don't know what the deal. That's just a tiny little thing. Might mean nothing. Don't know.
Call me crazy. And I know everyone's sitting here going, well, what's the next move? There's got to be a big move that's coming.
What's the right move?
Wouldn't Darius Slay be the next for them to send out of town? A guy, look, I like Darius Slay. I love that
too.
He's at the high school football games all the time, and he's never really had any issues, but is a guy that's held out, is a guy that wants even more money than he already makes, and he's paid very well in the NFL, and then he goes on Twitter and reacts with, you know, words that are probably not becoming of guys that they want in that locker room. Slay only has what? Is it? No, it's 2 more years left on his deal, right? After this season. I don't know if it's by the deadline on Thursday. I'm not going to go that far, but that seems like another guy that they might want to weed
out. There is nobody that's untouchable. And especially when injuries start piling up and you start having guys out with hamstring injuries and stuff like that, which, you know, and I'm sure Slay is injured, but those are hard to figure out. I'm not going to go there yet, but you might have dug on to a little something there. Maybe.
We'll see. There is a hefty wide receiver market out there as well. Marvin Jones. It's Bogey and Wojo, 97.1 The Ticket.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.